Kia ora and welcome back to Underused Burnt Breakfast right here on 98.5, and it is time for my favourite kind of week opener, actually. I've never thought of it that way, but it is sort of how I start my week, really. It is, of course, time for some chats with the Court Theatre. Alison, how are you this morning?
I'm well. This is my week opener, too, and I hadn't thought about it like that. But it's a good way to start.
So you were very, very briefly in Auckland over the weekend.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, seen a play?
Yeah, up to see The Effect at
how was it?
ATC. It was great.
I'm glad.
It's an amazing production, yeah.
So how's life? How's Court Theatre?
Court Theatre's great. We just closed Every Brilliant Thing on Saturday.
Yes.
Which was also May the 4th, so the Jesters also did a special little Star Wars thing.
Cool.
With the amazing Julian Southgate created like a Death Star.
That was like, I enjoyed last week's chat so much because I am a bit of a Star Wars nerd.
Oh, excellent.
So it was just fantastic.
I think this is also the thing of like, if you say to someone like Julian, or specifically Julian, like, could you maybe give us like a little bit of like Star Wars decor for the foyer? Like, he will build you a Death Star.
Yeah, brilliant. What an icon. What a hero.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Are you a Star Wars nerd? Do you like Star Wars?
No, but I did go through a period when I was at Creche of having my hair done like Princess Leia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fair enough, actually.
So I think I was maybe not a Star Wars fan, but I was a Princess Leia fan.
and that's understandable. Were you there for it? Did you get to see like the costumes and the army and stuff?
Only briefly. I was in to see the last performance of Every Brilliant Thing.
Which we actually had two
last performances, because there was a matinee where Truby had his last
I was going to say, does that mean they both had their like final chance to perform it?
Yeah. So there's kind of like two final performances in a way,
right.
Which was amazing. And I'm dying to know.
Yes. Now, I of course went to see it and then you went here last week and I couldn't kind of tell you what I thought of it. But first of all, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And it's not really that sad either.
No.
It was surprisingly unsad, actually. It was unlike anything I've ever seen, actually. Looking back on it, I definitely enjoyed myself, but like, I've got nothing to compare it to. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's really kind of, I mean... I did say you don't know what to expect until you experience it. Sucks for anyone who didn't see it, really.
Yeah. I thought Truby was brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Because it's just you on stage. It's just him, sort of.
Yeah, but with the audience as well. Like, it's so much, it is such a...
But to know there's not anyone else with, like... any scripted words to be like, even to mentally be like, hey, you're along on this ride with me, you know?
Yeah, it depends like, so much on that like connection between the performer and the audience. And there's like such a level of trust going on there. But we've had so many like magic moments throughout the season.
I'm sure. Even the night I did it, the night I saw it, it was a particularly amazing audience that night. And, there are moments from the night I was there that I know, like, Truby will be talking about and thinking about, because it was hilarious. It was great.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Now, I had another question on that. Oh, no. So the, writing down all the brilliant things.
Yes.
Some of those are quite clearly like Christchurch specific and, you know, community specific.
Well, the script is quite clear that you can, encourages you to make it of your time and place.
Yeah, right.
But I think they only change like five of them.
Oh, really. Okay.
So there's
okay.
a lot that's universal, and then the ones that are on the paper that gets thrown up, those were like contributions,
right,
from our staff, our friends.
Okay, that's interesting, because when they were being thrown up in the air at the end and they were laying on the ground, I was like leaning in to read all of them and stuff.
Yeah, we've also had so many people tell us that they've started their list of brilliant things, which is rather gorgeous.
You know what? I didn't actually think to start my own, but you're so right. I should.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. I haven't started a list, but there are like things from the list that still like pop into my mind.
Right.
When you sort of encounter, like, oh yeah, really good oranges. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I liked. This is so immature, but peeing in the ocean I thought was hilarious. The Dixie Chicken from Lone Star cracked me up. Because I have some friends who used to, like, work at Lone Star when they were younger. So Dixie Chicken's always been this, like, running joke through my friend group.
I love it.
It was just that tie-in cracked me up. What's next?
Next up, and in fact, we're welcoming them in this morning, is Mr. and Mrs. Macbeth of Heathcote Valley Road.
I'm so excited for this one.
It is going to be so fun. It's written and directed by Greg Cooper, who is, you know, a bit of an Oshay legend, and with the equally legendary Mark Hadlow and Lara McGregor performing. And it's like, it's a backstage farce, essentially. So it all takes place in the dressing room moments before production of Macbeth is about to go up. I think it's kind of mean of Greg to make theatre people say Macbeth in a theatre so many times, because there's the suspicion that you're trying to go, like, run around the theatre seven times or something. But it's. I think one of the things I'm most looking forward to is that when you've got actors like Mark and Lara who, like, have so much experience and they're so accomplished and they've kind of, they know that of each other as well, so they can just really, like, go for it
on stage
and kind of push each other a little bit, like, in a playful way. I think there's going to be a lot of excellent spark on stage.
And, like, really an embodiment of Kiwi humour in this, I feel.
Yeah, and it's a nice little mix-up of that. Like, there's the kind of theatre world and I guess that, you know, like, these two actors are Shakespearean specialists. Although it's definitely, like, if you don't like Shakespeare, don't worry. But also, yeah, with that very kind of Aotearoa flavour as well, like it is.
Oh, I love seeing Mark Hadlow in plays as well. He's like, I don't know, he's like a warm blanket the way he acts on stage. It's just brilliant.
And he's just like, he's one of those, he is actor through and through, and I think his first, might not have been his first, but he has performed at the Court at least since 1998.
Times.
Like, and pretty consistently. And of course, other people will probably, like, know him from, he's done, like, The Hobbit and, you know, all those Peter Jackson films. And then Lara as well is probably almost as long that she's been performing.
She's been on so many things.
Yeah. And she's, like, also directed for us. So, yeah, definitely, like, powerhouse performers. And it's always fun where, like, actors like that are also playing actors.
Yeah.
It's terribly meta.
I love how it's set in a dressing room. I think that is so fun. And is the point of it being set in the dressing room is kind of like the dressing room is sort of like a hub for chaos and activity and all that?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like when, you know, I guess it's that whole, like, the show must go on, but the chaos is behind the scenes. Mm. But they're also a married couple, so that kind of relationship plays into it as well. And there is, like, for the nerds such as myself, there is kind of a parallel, in a way, to the Macbeth story.
Right.
But right. in comedic form. So like a little bit of a sort of, I suppose, the like play of dominance between the couples and yeah, it's because she's the lead, he's the understudy. It's like,
oh, it's going to be great.
It's fun.
And yeah. that opens on Saturday, correct?
It opens on the 18th. 18th. So we've got, we're welcoming them. Oh, okay. We've got it. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So 18th of May to the 22nd of June. So,
oh, fabulous. I yeah. can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
That.
And it's got a killer set by Mark McIntyre as
oh,
well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It almost looks like a, it's like the dressing room, but it's kind of very modern, pared down, kind of evokes a boxing ring.
Oh,
to
okay.
me, anyway.
Yeah, yeah,
in,
right,
in,
right.
In a very
right.
cool way.
Now, every time you make an observation like that, and then I go to the Court Theatre, I always see what you're talking about.
Okay, so. Good.
Anyway, I always say I can guess bag for days on this segment, but I have another interview coming up soon, which I need to get ready for. So, Alison, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Always
it's been
pleasure.
An absolute pleasure. And thank you to Court Theatre for not only putting on wonderful plays, but acknowledging May the 4th. Because you didn't have to.
Oh, but we did.
Yeah, that's right. You did. Yes, yes. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.